we'll go ahead and continue with Washington State coach Mike Leach. The Cougars are on the road at Oregon State on Saturday evening. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
Please press star and the number one to ask your question. Please press star and the number one to ask your question. Our first question is from Lou Wright with CougFan.com.
Good morning, Coach.
Morning.
You've got four of the top 12 players in receptions in the conference right now. Could you talk a little bit about the development of one of those guys, Tavaris Martin, and his importance to your attack?
He's really started about two games in. He really started to play well. He's kind of rangy and fast, and then he's just getting better and better. And I think that he might be our best receiver right now. He's just kind of gotten better each week. And you know, I think that there's we haven't, you know, really he's not playing at full potential yet because we haven't gotten more balls. I think we could get him even more balls and be even more productive.
When you guys were recruiting him, what made him stand out among the others?
I don't know. I mean, he was kind of a national guy, but he's just fast. He's gotten taller since he's been here, but he's a real fast guy and has good hands, great big hands.
Now, one of the three-headed monsters you've got at running back, Gerard Wicks, is right up there with the scoring leaders. What makes this guy somebody with a nose for the end zone?
Wicks?
Yeah.
Wicks is kind of the power guy, so we tend to put him in on the short yardage stuff. Also, you know, somewhere between, you know, the red zone and the end zone, we found ourselves, you know, inside the five, it seems like, quite a bit. So, you know, he's a guy we have punched in quite a bit.
When you guys were recruiting him out of Long Beach, did you see him as being a power back or more of an elusive runner?
Yeah, I mean, kind of. We just thought he was a good, solid back.
And turning to this weekend, what do you see as your key matchups against the Beavers?
I think we just have to play our best, worry about ourselves.
Do you think there's any credence in the don't mess with a wounded animal thing where they've had a whole bunch of injuries? And do you think that actually could make them dangerous?
I really don't comment on the other teams, because I may get publicly reprimanded or fined, so I really don't have anything to say about them. But I think that, like anybody, you just do the best you can with what you have.
And one last thing, can you talk about the development of Peyton Fuller? Because it seems like he's having a big year for you.
Peyton's kind of an instinctive overachiever guy. He, really has a nose for the football. One of those guys that just is really good from the neck up. One of those just tireless, relentless football guys. And plays better than guys that probably measure up ahead of him. He's just better anyway.
Would you say he's a vocal leader, or does he lead by example for you?
I'd say more example.
Great. Thanks, Coach.
Your next question is from John Wilner with the San Jose News.
Mike, if I could ask, you guys got back to campus, what, about 3 a.m.?
Hello?
Yeah, Mike, if I could ask, you guys got back to campus the other day about, what, 3 a.m.?
3:30.
3:30, and I assume it'll be the same thing this week. Do you notice any kind of cumulative effect of the late nights getting home, or are these guys, you know, 20-year-olds just can they easily recover from that?
I think it adds up. I think it adds up a little bit, but I think that the biggest thing makes it tough the next day. The night, playing the night game itself is not bad, but makes it tough the next day.
Do you adjust your Sunday, Monday schedules at all when you are traveling back late Saturday night?
Really not a lot. Because, you know, we tend to go in later anyway. But I try to make sure I have the film watched on the plane coming back, you know, before. In other words, I make sure I get the film watched somewhere between traveling back and once I get back before I go to bed. So, yeah, it's pretty late. I, you know, you don't get to bed till, I don't know, maybe 6 a.m. or something, at least in my case, and then, you know, sleep till about noon and then go do it.
Gotcha. Thank you very much.
Yep.
Your next question is from Stephanie Lowe with the Seattle Times.
Hey, Mike. Why is it
hey,
that
how you
Keith
doing?
Harrington? Good. How are you? Why is it that Keith Harrington hasn't played yet this year?
You know, I think a lot of it has to do with just the fact that we got the other three backs and we messed around with him at inside receiver. Now we got him back at running back, and that's the biggest thing.
So, I mean, are you maybe redshirting him the way you did Mark midway through his career, or is he available and will play later down the road?
Yeah, we might redshirt him. We might redshirt him. And,
okay.
You know, but he's still on the team and doing good things and all that stuff.
Why did you guys end up moving him back to running back after having him at inside receiver for the first few weeks?
Because I think he just plays better there. You know, I think he never completely got the hang of inside receiver, and I think he's a better running back.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Again, to ask a question, please press star then the number one on your telephone keypad. Star then the number one.
Any further questions for Coach? Last chance. All right, that'll do it for you, Mike. Hey, appreciate your time. Good luck this weekend.
All right, thank you.
You bet. We'll see you.